And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Since it is vitally important to keep secret word of Larry's plan to put Claudia Vincent into one of the leading parts in his current Broadway play, and so allow the present actress out of her contract so that she can be married, Larry hasn't mentioned the plan to a single soul. But Mary has the idea that Larry's interest in Claudia is far more personal than professional, particularly when they arrived home together from New York at such a late hour this morning. Perhaps if Mary knew that Claudia had been reading for the producer, Harold Ramsey, she might feel less uneasy. But right now, it's close to 10 o'clock in the morning, and Mary is slouched deep in an armchair in the living room of the Nobles' home in Rosehaven, Long Island, as her good friend Maud Marlowe enters the room.
Well, you up already, Mary?
Yes, I've been up for ages and ages.
Well, good heavens, Charles, you couldn't have had any rest at all.
I don't need rest right now. I need to think, Maud.
Have you had breakfast?
I didn't want anything, only coffee.
Well, then come in and sit with me while I have my breakfast. Oh, won't you please?
Yes, of course, Maud. Come to think of it, you haven't had much sleep yourself, have you?
My age, one doesn't need so much sleep.
At your age? Talk as though you were 100 years old.
Well, not quite, dear, but I'm not a child either. You know, a middle-aged character actress has one thing in her favor. She can admit her age. She doesn't have to struggle to keep nature from telling the truth. Oh, you have no idea what a relief that is.
Oh, you're simply talking to change the subject, and I love you for it. Come on, Maud. Let's go into the dining room.
Now then. Sit down here and keep me company.
I will. Oh, let me pour your coffee, Maud. It's still very hot.
That'll be fine.
Now then, would you have bacon and eggs, or...
Oh, you know I never eat anything except a piece of toast and my coffee.
I'll put the bread in the toaster.
Now then, what have you planned for today?
Just one thing. I'm going to the bank and put those papers I got back from Rupert Barlow into our deposit box.
I see. Have you decided whether to say anything to Larry about having them back?
Yes, Maud, I've decided.
Oh? What?
I don't propose to say anything at all.
I think that's a mistake, my dear.
I can't help it. After the way he and Claudia came home last night, this morning, and the way they talked.
Well, you know, Mary, I've thought that all over. I must admit it sounded very disquieting in the early hours of the morning, but then one's judgment is never very good at that hour.
Mine is just the same this morning as it was when I went to bed. Larry wants to carry on with Claudia Vincent right in this very house. And I'm certainly not going to tell him anything about getting those securities back from Rupert Barlow.
Well, look at this in a more reasonable light, Mary. Now, no matter what you may think, I feel sure that Larry isn't in any way involved with Claudia. Not romantically, at least.
Oh, Maud, after what she said last night?
It doesn't make any difference. I know that Larry wouldn't behave that way.
Oh, of course he wouldn't, if he was in his right mind. But he's utterly dazzled by this woman. He's bewitched. Just follows her around in a kind of dream.
Oh, nonsense. Larry's far too level-headed for that.
Then please explain to me how he happened to invite her to come here to this house to visit. When he knows how she forced her way into Rupert's home and made all those idiotic accusations against him.
Well, Larry believes she's telling the truth. What's more, it seems rather natural to me that he should believe her.
Why? Just give me one good reason why.
Because he's jealous of Rupert, and Rupert's attentions to you.
Oh, that's absurd. Larry has absolutely no reason to be jealous of Rupert. He's just a friend, a very good friend.
You needn't be so emphatic about it, Mary. Just see that he remains a friend.
I intend to. I mean to see him whenever I please.
Hello, hello, hello. You two up already, or didn't you go to bed at all last night?
Well, of course we went to bed, Larry. Well, what are you up so early for?
Hanged if I know. Just happened to wake up and felt so good I didn't want to stay in bed any longer. How's the coffee, sweetheart?
I'll pour you a cup right away.
Thanks. And you might kiss your husband. Well, that's not what I call the most enthusiastic morning kiss. But it'll have to do.
Here you are, Larry. What else would you like this morning?
Oh, I'm a hungry man, honey. Better get me everything you can scrape together. Bacon, eggs, toast, jam, plenty of coffee, and a double order of orange juice.
Good. You keep on that way, you'll have to change your profession.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't put on any weight in the past 4 years, Maud.
You can always begin.
Here, now, what are you trying to do, spoil my appetite?
Oh, hardly. And besides, I doubt if that could be done.
You're so right. This morning, I'm sitting on top of the world.
I'll tell Phoebe to start your breakfast, sir.
Thanks. I think maybe I'll just loaf today. Take a sun bath out back. See if I can work up a little tan.
Larry. There's something I'd like to say to you. Something that I hope you won't mind.
Why, of course, Maud. Anything at all. Go right ahead.
Well, you see, the way it looks...
Good morning, all you early birds.
Hello, Claudia. Are you up too?
Oh, yes. I simply couldn't sleep. Oh, I'm far too excited. But I didn't expect to see the rest of you, at least all except Mary.
Mary's in the kitchen. Here, sit down.
Thanks. Oh, even Mary is up and about. What a splendid little family group. Oh, good morning, Miss Marlowe.
Good morning.
Well, if no one's looking at the paper, might I see it for a minute?
Sure thing, Claudia. Here.
Thank you, Larry. Oh, I only want to skim over one or two of the features. How do people manage to fold papers without getting them all muffed up?
Here, let me help you. What do you want to see first?
You might turn to Marty Rufus's gossip column. He's so delightfully mean, he makes wonderful breakfast table reading.
Yes. Here you are. And I hope Marty doesn't spoil your appetite.
Well, will you tell me what you'd like for breakfast, Claudia? I'll be glad to go into the kitchen and get it for you. Claudia?
She's reading.
So I see. The power of concentration.
What was it you wanted to say to me, Maud?
Oh, not now, Larry. Later.
Oh, I can't bear it. Oh, how could he be such a rat?
What's the matter, Claudia?
Oh, did he have to print all of that now, of all times? Why did he have to go and spoil everything? Just as I was about to get a break.
What is it, Claudia? What's wrong?
Oh, everything's wrong. Oh, I might have known something would happen. I could kill that Marty Rufus. I think he's mean. He's horrible. I detest him.
Oh.
Oh, I'll crumple you up into nothing. Oh, I can't bear that.
Claudia!
Why did he have to go and spoil everything with his hateful gossip?
Well, what was that? Your charming house guest has thrown a slight fit.
Mary, what's the matter?
Don't ask me, Mary. I have the slightest idea. She was reading the paper and all of a sudden...
Well, Marty Rufus must have said something. She read it, then bunched the paper into wad, threw it on the floor and dashed upstairs. Oh, quite a performance at that.
Here's your plate, Larry. I'll put it down while it's hot.
Thanks. I wonder if you hadn't better go up and see if she's all right.
Let me see what Marty Rufus said first. Here, if I can just smooth it out.
You better read aloud, Mary. Perhaps one of us will be able to figure this out.
Just looking through to find the page. Oh, here it is.
Well, read it aloud, dear.
Just a minute, Maud.
Well? Yeah, what does he say?
Maybe you'd like to read it yourself, Larry. If you'll excuse me, I have some errands to do.
Honey, wait.
I'm sorry, but I'm in rather a hurry.
Oh. Gee, what's the matter with everybody around here today? It's like a madhouse.
Let me see that paper, Larry.
Yeah, but what happened to Mary? Why did she suddenly run out of here like that? Golly, for the love of heaven, look at her go. Here, let me see that confounded column. Maybe I can make some sense out of this.
It's all yours, Larry. The first item. I think when you've read it, you'll understand. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Maud Marlowe gets up and leaves the room quietly, as Larry stares in wonder. Then he picks up the paper and starts to read. What is it that's caused such consternation in this household? Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.